The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Press. It is the start of a new week, even though we are finishing the existing week on the PGA Tour. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Good to have you here with us for our week opening show. We're going to focus on the Waste Management Phoenix Open today, even though we still have the final round of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am to conclude on Monday. Just got underway when we started recording this show. Still 9 holes left for the final group. Justin Rose is 2 clear, 3 players, including Peter Malnati, who's in the final group with him. Denny McCarthy is in there. Brendan Todd is in there. 15 under is the lead. They'll wrap that up, and that'll probably be done by about 2 p.m. Eastern. So if you want to get in some live odds, we might be able to touch on that just a little bit here, but it'll probably be too late before you get to it. So we will still steer clear. We have a great event this week, like the best event of the year so far, and that's because it is the first full field designated event of the year. If you don't remember, we've got 17 designated events. The first one was the Tournament of Champions, which obviously had its own criteria, win in the last year or get to the Tour Championship, or finish in the top 30 eligible players in the final FedEx Cup standings. But this is the first tournament that has a full field of it, and they've expanded the field this year. It's typically 132 players. They have expanded the field to allow the entire top 125 from last year to play in this tournament. So they have some extras here. But we have 38 of the world top 50 competing this week. I would say the only eligible name that isn't competing that's going to note it, you know, you're going to get some attention for it, is Will Zalatoris. And that's okay. I mean, he doesn't have to play every one of these. And so for him, it's an opportunity to maybe take a week off on a golf course that perhaps just he feels doesn't suit his game. But pretty much everyone else is in it. And Scottie Scheffler is the defending champion, had a great showdown last year with Patrick Cantlay. It was kind of hard to watch, but also very interesting and compelling. You've got John Rahm and Rory McIlroy are headliners in the field. Shoffley, Homa, Thomas, Fitzpatrick, Finau, Morikawa, Matsuyama. I mean, just go down the line. And it's a loaded, loaded field this week. Again, playing for a $20 million purse, an extremely high amount of money for any tournament. And if you are particularly a golf geek, and this doesn't apply to the betting situation, but perhaps the highest stakes Monday qualifier in the history of the PGA Tour is today. 3 spots on the line, typically 4. Phoenix has always been 3. 3 spots on the line to get into a $20 million purse tournament with a relatively limited field where you have to beat slightly better than half the field to get to the weekend and get paid at least $30,000 for making the cut. It's a huge week. It really is. At a great venue and a unique tournament on a golf course that has gotten tougher over the years, because when Tom Weisskopf came in and redid the golf course about a decade ago, he made it tougher, made it a little bit more difficult to score upon. So the era of, you know, Phil Mickelson winning this tournament on 28 under, Mark Calcavecchia doing some similar damage, that's long gone. It's now a 14, 15, 16 under event that's going to be the winning score. And that has meant kind of a change in some of the players who win. And if you look at recent history of this tournament, you can get a sense that better players are winning it. And there's nothing wrong with that. That means this week is going to be, in one sense, easy to predict, but difficult to find value. So if you look at the winners of this tournament, going back, and we have this on the website, golfnewsnet.com, available free to everybody. But if you look, you've got Scottie Scheffler in 2022, Koepka in 21, Webb Simpson in 20, Ricky Fowler in 19, Gary Woodland in 18, Hideki Matsuyama back-to-back in 16 and 17, and Koepka in 15. And the winning score in all of those years was anywhere from 14 to 19 under par. So that's one thing to keep in mind this week. We talk about this on the show as just kind of a fun, cheeky bet. I think you should probably hammer winning margin this week. If you look back over the last decade, you have had, or going back to 2015, we'll even throw in 14 with Kevin Stadler, sure. But if you look over back to 14, 3 1-stroke wins, 5 playoffs, and a 2-stroke win. So if you're already thinking about trying to hammer tournament props, winning margin, 1 stroke exactly plus 225, a playoff is plus 300. Get in there. Just hammer it. Do it. Don't even think about it. Just do it now. Put a couple units on it. It's going to be okay. Now, let's look at just the top of the table. Who leads the odds board in the outright market? We don't have anything out on 10s, 20s, and 40s yet. We have put up a new resource, by the way, for our members at golfnewsnet.com, looking at a player's performance over the last 50 tournaments on the PGA Tour, looking at what percentage of the time they finish in the top 10, top 20, top 40, and miss the cut. You're going to notice that some of these top players are 80 to 90% to finish in the top 40. And it kind of opened my eyes doing the exercise to it. It might be a market really worth looking and hammering if you feel like that's a way you want to bet. Just throwing that out there. We will touch on that a little bit more on tomorrow's show. But let's talk about the outright market. So this is DraftKings. DraftKings does have a promotion this week that you can add plus 250 to any player you wager in the outright market. So we'll keep that in mind here. And keep this in mind as well when you think about the first couple of players we talk about. So John Rahm is 6 plus 650 to win. If you bet him, you're getting him at 9 to 1. However, that is a little bit of market manipulation, in my opinion, because if you look at a couple of other shops, you see him at 8 to 1, same as Rory McIlroy. So they are discounting John Rahm so that you can add him on for the opt-in promotion and make it seem like you're getting a better number. Really, if this promotion were playing true, you would get him at plus 1050. And I would love that number for John Rahm this week. Rory McIlroy, you can get it plus 1050 because that's this promotion here this week from DraftKings. That's a good number for a guy that won last week and is playing a golf course that absolutely rewards driving the golf ball extremely well. That's him. And it just kind of tends to reward big hitters. That's him. I mean, look, again, we go over the history of this tournament in recent memory. Webb Simpson is really the outlier. I mean, Hideki's not huge, but he hits it long enough. Koepka's huge. Fowler's huge. Woodland's huge. I mean, Scheffler's huge. Long hitters. Absolutely matter on this golf course. But then you got Xander Schauffele and defending champion Scottie Scheffler at 11-1. Max Homa's odds absolutely stink at DraftKings. I've seen them in the 20s. You definitely want to shop this number. He is 16 at DK, so plus 1850. Otherwise, I don't like that discount. Justin Thomas, 16-1. T25 in both of his starts this year. Not a number I'm worth chasing necessarily, even though he is a horse for course play this week. Patrick Cantlay, 18-1. Runner-up last year. You would get him at 20.5-1. Okay, that's okay, but not playing incredible golf out of the gate. Matt Fitzpatrick, 22. Tony Finau, 25 is a number I think I would hammer this week if I were you. I really like him and how he matches up on this golf course and in this venue, in this kind of environment. I think Colin Morikawa is a play at 25-1, bumped up to 27.5-1. Hideki, a lot of people are going to like this week, and for good reason. Two-time winner, absolutely looks the part. You're going to like it. Tom Kim, same number, 28. I like that play also. I think Tom's probably come back to earth just a little bit and just kind of needed a break. He could do well again. He's just such a solid ball striker. He's long enough, and we've already seen him win in a desert golf tournament, one in Vegas. So I could see a lot of people getting behind him this week, and I probably will subscribe to that. And then you kind of go down a little bit. Sun JM is going to get a lot of love for good reason. decent history in this tournament. I think that's worth a look. Cameron Young's going to maybe fly under the radar a little bit. He played the Saudi International last week, finished runner-up to Abraham Answer, is back here this week. So a lot of travel, of course, but yeah, he just played Desert Golf really well. He drives the hell out of the ball. He really seemed to thrive in the President's Cup. I'm probably going to get on that train. Taylor Montgomery is at 50-1 after Jason Day at 40-1. I'm not prepared to this is probably a more accurate number for Taylor Montgomery than you see him in other weeks against weaker fields because you're anticipating he's going to win eventually. But 50-1 this week along with Sahith Theegala. I like the number, but I don't love the number. Ricky Fowler at 60-1. I like that number, but don't love that number given that he was one of this tournament, but it's snake bitten, but he's playing better, but didn't play the best final round at Torrey. I would love to see him like the 70. If you can get him at 70, 75, that's really where I want him to be. And so shop round. PointsBet usually gives you pretty decent numbers. BetRivers gives you pretty decent numbers on golf early in the week. Matt McNealy is 55 along with Sam Burns and Tyrrell Hatton. Tommy Fleetwood is 60-1 along with Shane Lowry. Siwoo is 65 with Seamus Power and Matt Kuchar. Keith Mitchell could very much interest me because he's playing well and he's a big hitter of the golf ball. Keegan Bradley, same thing, 65, playing great. I think he's a little too fidgety for this environment in my opinion, but could be wrong. Brian Harmon and Aaron Wise are also 65. Aaron Wise could intrigue me at that price point. Tom Hoagie is 80-1. And he has a decent finish on this golf course. That's a pretty appealing number for a guy that's a good player. And I know we just said long hitters win, but if you want to get the handicap of him being a shorter hitter, but being a good ball striker, I think that's probably an appropriate number. I do think it's going to be difficult to find a winner this week that's well beyond 30, really. But you want to sprinkle a little bit. I think this week you kind of have to come in with a game plan loaded up at the top and then just a couple of shots, a couple of small shots if you want to sprinkle it around that are a little bit deeper. How about Taylor Pendrith? Clubhouse leader right now at Pebble Beach, 100-1 on a golf course that rewards distance. Yes, he's not the best putter, but he could get home to every par five in two. He can get home to the short par fours. He might even be able to get close to within 60 yards on 18. I mean, he's that long. At 100-1, that's not that far-fetched to like him. Denny McCarthy's 150-1. I know this is not his venue, and driving is definitely not his forte. But he's playing well on a fairly tight set of golf courses this week. Yeah, that's a number that's too steep, even for me. And then a number I'm going to throw out there, because it's ridiculous, I'm going to say bet Chris Kirk at 180-1. That's just way too long of a shot. You have to take that chance, even with $10, that he might do something. I mean, he's been playing good golf. He's giving himself an opportunity. 180-1, even against 38 of the top 50 in the world, is too high of a price for Chris Kirk. You have to take that number. And then you look at Gary Woodland, a past champion here. He's going to get some attention. And I think for good reason. He's 130-1 at DraftKings. 150, excuse me, I misread that. 150-1. And if you look at recent memory, he has at least some glimmer of hope. The CJ Cup was not good on a longer golf course. Had a really difficult final round. But at Houston, he finished T9, one of his best finishes in a while. And I like that because that's a longer golf course and it does require really good driving of the golf ball. Sony Open, missed the cut, really not his cup of tea. T62 at the Farmers. Gary's not been great on the weekends. I'm not saying he's going to snap out of him. He's 38 years old and he's not going to become the guy that won the U.S. Open all of a sudden. But that's just deep enough. But I feel like that 180 number for Chris Kirk seems even more disrespectful given that Gary Woodland, and yes, he is a past champion, is 150-1, and you're giving me $30 more on Chris Kirk. I think I'm just going to go with Chris Kirk. So, like I said at the outset, this week is very tricky because you know with a stacked field, it's going to be really hard to find a deep shot that you like. And it is possible that a deeper shot could win. It absolutely is. But given the way the PGA Tour events have gone the last 14, 16 months, you kind of know that somewhere in the 30-1 and shorter range is going to win with maybe 35-1 and shorter. I mean, that's your group right there. Because I could see Sungjae or Cameron Young winning. But other than that, you know the winner's probably coming from that group. But you got to get a couple sprinkles out there just in case. A little CYA. So those are the guys I'm going to look at on those figures and just kind of hope that's good enough for the week. Tournament props we already talked about. So again, hammer the ones and zeros. Playoff for one stroke. 250 and 300 are your numbers there. I'm pretty sure you're going to get there. This golf course tends to produce close finishes. It's one of those things. The pattern is very clear. You have to hit that number. And then remember that you're probably getting a slightly deflated price on favorites at DraftKings, but you get to add 250 to it. So you're pretty much at the market rate for these guys if you're interested in that. If you want a little extra $2.50 on some of the longer shots, yeah, you get that too. Nothing wrong with that. But as always, shop around, go find a good number, compare and contrast, and then make your plays quickly, particularly on some of these numbers that may go in a much different direction based on today. If Denny somehow were to win, he's not going to be 150-1. Taylor Pendrith wins, he's not, but a good finish that people may notice that and put a little money on him knowing he's a long player. Chris Kirk, if people don't realize he's been in third place in the last two starts and they don't do something about it, I mean, I know they're short courses, but still, that's just too much. So people are probably going to hit that a little bit early. And there's some other good folks out there number-wise, but we'll run all the models. Once we get all the final strokes gain data from Pebble Beach, we'll plug that in and get everything going and give you a model for tomorrow for the tournament and the first round leader bet. This week was a little bit difficult on the first round leader side because of weather differences between the three courses and the three courses playing so differently. Pebble and Monterey were fairly close in round one, but Spyglass was practically impossible by comparison. And that made it really difficult. And we talked about that leading up to it. But this week, I think you have to look at the morning wave because that's when you catch this golf course really at its softest. And frankly, it's most quiet. So you probably got the best chance to just go out there and quietly shoot a good number and then run away. So we'll probably look at that specifically tomorrow on the first round leader model. We also have two other events this week. We've got the DP World Tour in Singapore in a new tournament, a relatively new venue. We could talk about that a little bit tomorrow. We also have the PGA Tour Champions in Morocco for the first time since the pandemic started. Royal Golf Dar es Salaam for the Trophy Hassan II. And that's a good tournament as well. Fun venue, but we could touch a little bit of that on Tuesday and Wednesday. So, hope you enjoyed today's show. If you have any questions, please shoot me an email, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. You can become a member of Golf News Net for $50 a year. We've added some new tools just this week. We talked about that percentage finish comparison for those derivative bets. We also added a free tool that I've been meaning to add for a while, which is PGA Tour event history. You can go look at the results, full field results for a PGA Tour event year by year, and you can export that data, you can download it however you want to consume it, but I wanted to put that out there just as something that is a basic research tool that has been deprecated by the good folks at DataGolf because they do some different stuff. And I just wanted to have that basic thing out there that you could go look at each week for course history and tournament history and get a better sense of week by week what happened out there and what needs to be done to finish as a winner or top 10, top 5, top 20, top 40 type of thing. So hopefully you get to check that out. Enjoy it at golfnewsnet.com. I'm Ryan Ballingy again saying thank you for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow on The Press.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.